Welcome to God and Country Radio, a weekend program that discusses current social, political, economic, and prophetic events in the light of biblical theology. I'm your host, Pastor Brad Winship, Pastor of Harbor Bible Church in Central New Jersey. The gist of this program is, rather than just a lot of ranting and raging about news and politics, we need to have a serious discussion about theology, ethics, morality. Psalm 119, 130, the unfolding of your word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. And the word translated simple is the Hebrew word pethi, which means a simple-minded person, someone who's naive, someone who lacks understanding. It can also be translated a fool. And many Americans, not being grounded in biblical truth, become part of the pethi, which in politics is often called low-information voters. Now, in my program last week, I started a series on the border crisis. There are many angles that must be looked at. I had a number of comments last week that I didn't cover the transit camps, the criminal element, the involvement of the UN, globalism, and the replacement movement. Then there are all of the legal issues, Mayorkas's impeachment, Biden's executive orders, and the Supreme Court's ruling on Texas. There's just a lot to be covered in this open borders movement being pushed by the Democrat Party. But my focus last week was upon dismantling the main argument or lie that the Democrats are using to sell open borders. That this is helping people, that this is charity, that this is the biblical mandate to receive the stranger and welcome the foreigner, when in fact, these people are being lured by the deceitfulness of riches and the love of money. As we read in 1 Timothy chapter 6, that never ends well. It plunges people into ruin and destruction and pierces people with many griefs. You can go to my YouTube channel, God and Country Biblical Exposition, and check out that program, video number 290. But here's my contention. Exposing that lie is the only way to stop these politicians in their open border policy. Because no matter how much Americans and conservative pundits complain about the nefarious actors in the open border situation, it's a complaint that doesn't resonate with most people. Because most Americans see these poor migrants desperately coming to America and they think, well, we have to take care of these people. And as far as the criminal element, we'll just have to take care of that later. It's a small price to pay, or it's a necessary price to pay to help people. After all, we can't turn away needy families just because of a few bad actors. Why punish the whole for the sins of a small minority? It's like saying we can't have schools because there might be a few troublemaking students. So we bring in 10 million refugees, as they're being called, and let's say 1 million of them are troublemakers. Well, look at how much we've helped those 9 million, and we're just going to have to deal with the troublemakers later. And any legal arguments don't really win in the court of public opinion when people are being helped. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 30, men do not despise a thief if he steals when he's hungry. But if it is shown that open borders are not helping those 9 million asylum seekers, but using them, abusing them, lying to them, then that takes all of the wind out of the left's open border argument. And that abuse is what's really going on. Their promise to them of the American dream is really a nightmare. Conservatives have to understand that there are huge NGO organizations and thousands of open border activists that consider themselves the epitome of virtue because they're helping people come into America. And the only way to stop these naive do-gooders is to expose the damage that they're doing. They're actually ruining people's lives. And they're conflating materialism with charity. I have a hunch as to why they're naive. because they don't have a proper biblical hierarchy of values. They're like Karl Marx. They, you know, believe that happiness and purpose comes by economic, social equality, that it comes by having more stuff, that it's all about your location. And if we can just get these migrant children into public schools to be socialized, they're going to be helped. These social activists are naive because they have fleshly, worldly, godless values. So they are the pethi. The biblical Hebrew word I mentioned earlier, the simple, the naive, and it's often translated the fool. Now, actually, in the Hebrew, there are five words used in the biblical book of Proverbs that are translated into one English word, fool. Not all fools are the same. And not knowing the Hebrew, we miss the important lesson in human nature and classifications among the voting public. Some fools are teachable, while some fools are too stubborn to learn, and some fools are evil. Here are the five Hebrew words translated fool. The Nabal, the person who is empty, shallow, and crude. The Kessel, used most often in regard to fools, refers to the proud, the cocky, those who reject wisdom, those who are unteachable, and they also have a very rebellious spirit. Number three, the Avil, those who are hardened. Number four, the Lates, the scorner, the mocker. And number five, the Pethi, those who are naive but capable of correction. Now, of course, there are overlaps in the characteristics, but there are different kinds of fools. Now, as I said, there are many naive do-gooders, open border activists who really think they're helping people. Has that ever happened to you? You spend years doing something thinking that you're helping someone, not realizing all along that you're actually doing more harm than good. Well, welcome to the club. At times, we're all like the pethi, the naive. But we either learn through studying the scripture or we learn through the school of hard knocks. Psalm 19:7. The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testament of the Lord is sure, making wise the pethi. The only way to not be a pethi is to get into the Word of God. But among those who are open border advocates, leading the charge and using the pethi, are the Kessel and the Avil, the hardened fools who have an evil agenda. These are the actors that are working to open the borders and flood the United States with immigrants because they want to screw America. They believe in globalism and a one-world government. They may make their money off of transporting people into the United States, either as working as coyotes or as working for NGOs with grants from the UN. They believe America needs to become less white for America's own good. It's all about racism. Or they want to collapse the American economy with some sort of Clower or Piven strategy. Or they want open borders in order to register more Democrat voters. The motivations can be all of the above or combination thereof. Just don't underestimate the plotting of the wicked, the hardened fool, the people called the Kessel in Hebrew. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 23. Doing wickedness is sport for the fool, the Kessel. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 18. The fool, the Kessel, has lying lips and conceals his true motive of hatred. Proverbs 17:12. You're better off running into a bear robbed of her cubs than running into a Kessel in his folly. Proverbs 14:8. The foolishness of the Kessel is their deceit. Now, in regard to what's happening at the border, we have to admit that President Biden and the Democrat leadership are lying. On tape, President Biden has said that the border is secure. Kamala Harris has said that the border is secure. The president's press secretary has said that the border is secure. The Secretary of Homeland Security, Mayorkas, has testified that the border is secure. When they know perfectly well that they have fully opened the border to immigrants. When Biden took office, he wrote executive orders opening the borders. And his administration is instructing the Border Patrol to simply register these people and release them into the country. This is breaking U.S. immigration law, law passed by Congress. The president doesn't have this authority to break congressional law. And the law states that asylum seekers must be detained, not released into the country. And they're not supposed to be given asylum status if they're coming to America because of economic hardships at home. But the Democrat administration is now interpreting asylum to include what they now call economic persecution. This violation of law is why Congress is voting to impeach Mayorkas, because he's deliberately violating U.S. immigration law, because he doesn't believe in it. Before becoming the head of Homeland Security, he was on the board of an open border immigration organization called HIAS, the Hebrew Immigration Aid Society. And the Biden administration has given this organization $40 million in grants to help these immigrants. The money is being used to facilitate immigrants moving across Central America into the United States. The UN in the United States is funding organizations that are setting up transit camps, providing these immigrants food and buses to the border. Someone's paying for this. The funding is not coming from these migrants. So not only is the Biden administration just letting these people enter, they're paying to ship them in. So why is this happening? What's the plan? The guise is compassion toward immigrants, but the plan is to dilute the population with more Democrat votes. This is why Democrats are looking the other way when it comes to border security. Illegal immigration is having a major positive effect on the Democrat Party. Democrats want to change the American electorate so the Republicans will never again win the White House or Congress. They also want to punish red states by flooding them with immigrants, especially Texas with its 40 electoral votes. It worked for the Democrats at the beginning of the 20th century. The Democrats lost the moral battle in their support for slavery, and the party was shattered. They would never have won another election again if it weren't for the European immigrants coming into American cities. These immigrants didn't have the same American political values, and they were looking for government handouts, to which the Democrat Party played up to. So they turned American cities into Democrat strongholds. There's an interesting article explaining the strategy, entitled, "Our Open Border Policy is Not an Accident." There's a new strategy in town. If American voters don't like what you're offering, import better voters. Quote, "Biden's radical immigration policy represents not only a policy revolution, but also a political revolution." The Democrat Party changed its immigration policy when its leaders began to hope that they could import voters to compensate for the loss of voters that Democrat policies were alienating. Unquote. As a Senator Barack Obama ran on opposition to illegal immigration, but now all of a sudden, Democrats have changed their position. Why? Did they all of a sudden receive an infusion of compassion and morality that they didn't have 15 years ago? No, Democrats are opening the borders for political gain under the masquerade of charity. And it's really a brilliant plan because they know that once these immigrants enter the United States, no one will have the political will to remove them. Any politician who tries to remove them, the media will immediately smear as being cruel, as being a racist, breaking up families. And eventually these immigrants are going to have to be given citizenship. And did you know that there is no citizenship verification in the voter rolls? By law, private citizens and organizations are not allowed to access or verify the citizenship of those on voter rolls. So for these Democrats, open borders is a win-win situation. Plus, they can feel good about the illusion of helping immigrants get a better life. Now, recently, there have been a number of proofs that the Biden administration is lying to the American people about the border. and their claim in wanting border security. First, there was Texas putting up barbed wire at a park in Eagle Pass where migrants were crossing into the United States. Rather than the Biden administration thanking Texas for putting up the fencing, for helping police the border, the White House took Texas to court. Why? Because the White House wants these immigrants to come in. So Governor Greg Abbott did more than just help secure the border. He exposed the lie of the Democrats. And we haven't heard anything more about this case, because even with this Supreme Court ruling, Biden has had to back down because the Border Patrol Union supported Texas. The second recent proof that the administration is lying about the border is the Senate immigration bill that was presented last week, rejected by the Republicans. The bill was being sold by Biden as a bipartisan bill that will finally secure our borders, that he needs this bill to secure the borders, even though everyone knows he could close down the border tomorrow with an executive order. But Biden made it seem like the reason the border is open is because he's not getting this bill and more funding for Border Patrol. Quote from Biden, "With this bill, I would shut down the border and fix it quickly." Well, what's in the bill? Nothing but more money to hire more Border Patrol. Patrol not to keep people out, but to help process more people wanting to get in. There's not a word in this bill about fixing this problem by turning back those who seek asylum for economic reasons. There's no proper clarification of this law concerning asylum because the Democrats don't want to close the border. And there was a ridiculous provision in this bill that the border could be shut down if more than 5,000 immigrants show up in one day. Not 500, not 1,000, but 5,000. Let's see, 5,000 times 365 days in a year, that's about 2 million asylum seekers being let in every year. And this provision was put forth as the real border security teeth on the bill. But if the border gets inundated with a caravan in one day, all a migrant has to do is just wait till the next day. And by signing such a bill, Congress would be tacitly legalizing 5,000 immigrants entering the country every day. It's kind of like marijuana laws. If a legislature passes a bill that forbids the arrest of people who possess less than 6 ounces of marijuana, guess what? Having 6 ounces of marijuana has become illegal. And this bill makes legal 5,000 illegal immigrants every day. So legislators in the House and the Senate weren't stupid enough to fall for this legal trick. But now the talking point of Biden and the media is that Trump was the one who sabotaged the bill. It's claimed that he was calling congressional Republicans not to vote for the bill because Trump doesn't want the border fixed. He needs the issue alive for his campaign. The Republican Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, said that that's not true. Trump is not calling the shots on the border deal. Republicans are rejecting this bill because it's a sham. But now that the Democrats have put forth this bill, they're now claiming that the crisis is the fault of the Republicans for not passing the bill. The border is open because the Republicans won't give the administration the money the administration needs. It's a blatant lie, but the Democrats need some talking point to blame the Republicans for the open border. Besides, few people will ever read the bill. In my YouTube edition of this program, I'll play clips of Biden making this claim in his news conference at the White House. Biden actually said angrily, quote, "The only reason the border is not secure is because Donald Trump and his MAGA Republicans." Unbelievable. So here we have to admit that President Biden is lying. I know what the Justice Department said about him last week, that he's a feeble old man. He's not competent to stand trial for stealing confidential documents. So maybe in regard to the border crisis, this is also senility. But he can still give speeches. He can still answer a few questions. It's pretty evident that he's playing a political game. He knows he's not telling the truth. It's pretty obvious that these Democrats have plotted this out in the back room. They have developed a campaign strategy to deal with illegal immigration that's outraging the public. They've conspired to blame the Republicans. And they've created this fake bill to do it. And then they've told the media and the Biden speechwriters what to say. And it really doesn't have to be true. All you have to do is say it again and again. And you say it with passion. And enough people will believe it. At least it'll provide you some cover. I hope you're aware of all of the subtleties of lying. You know, these people are not telling themselves that they're liars. For them, this is like a military strategy where you deceive your enemy for the cause of the war. They don't feel like they're lying. They feel like they're helping the American people do the right thing so they can open the door to these poor migrants. They're helping their party by building their voter base. So, of course, they don't want Republicans and independents to know the truth. The ends justify the means. It's okay to lie if you're helping people, if you're in the right. And this is not lying. This is just political strategy. Just understand that in a real world, evil never thinks it's evil. Ideological objectives blind the rational mind. 1 Timothy 4, by means of the hypocrisy of liars, seared in their own conscience as with a branding iron. But no matter how much personal deception there is, it's still just as much lying. In Revelation 21:8, all liars, their part will be in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. In Revelation 22:15, outside the kingdom of God is everyone who loves and practices lying. So, what we're seeing in all this, what God is parading out before us, is just another example of what we read about all the time in Scripture, the deceptive plotting of the wicked. Psalm 64, they hold fast to themselves an evil purpose. They talk of laying snares secretly. They say, who can see them? They devise injustice, saying, we are ready with a well-conceived plot, for the inward thoughts and the heart of men are deep. Well, it's easy to be discouraged by this. But let's remember that God's on his throne. God always judges these people. Their plans are thwarted. And in the end, they destroy themselves. Psalm 64 goes on to read, but God will shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly they will be wounded. They will stumble. Their own tongue is against them. All who see them will shake their head. Then all men will fear, and they will declare the work of God, and will consider what he has done. The righteous man will be glad in the Lord, and will take refuge in him. And all the upright in heart will glory. So our job is to expose lies, to vote righteously, to be people of the truth. Then God will raise up for us deliverance. We need not fear. God is with us. After God allows evil to continue for a little while, in order to expose it, he always, always brings it down. Psalm 37:12. The wicked plots against the righteous and gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at him, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn the sword and bent the bow to cast down the afflicted and the needy, to slay those who are upright in conduct. Their sword will enter their own heart, and their bows will be broken. And I believe we're beginning to already see some of the signs of this come to pass. This presidency is failing in every single policy and will soon come to disgrace and shame. You've been listening to God and Country Radio. The YouTube and Rumble channel for the extended video version of this program is God and Country Biblical Exposition. The website for all of the links is godandcountryradio.org. Just spell it out, godandcountryradio.org. Keep standing in truth. And may Jesus Christ reign.